Hey, this is Erin.
I'm Melissa.
And we're Trending Northwest, a weekly podcast all about the latest in our region, introducing you to people you'll want to know if you don't already.
We're on a personal mission to celebrate kindness, innovation, and diversity, which is at the heart of our culture in the Northwest. Join us as we shine light on topics that are trending for good and have conversations with some of the most fascinating people in our area.
Learn more about guests on the podcast and read about trending topics at trendingnorthwest.com. Episodes are dropping weekly, so be sure to hit the subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts now. Whole Body Wellness Aesthetics is a direct pay clinic that focuses on wellness, aesthetics, and therapeutics. They have an integrative approach to health and wellness and anti-aging.
Kendra Johnson has a bachelor's in nutrition and food science and is a classically trained chef, a women's health and neurology nurse practitioner, as well as a certified nurse midwife.
And we're so excited to have Kendra on the show and share about her new space for Whole Body Wellness Aesthetics that's going to be all in one big, beautiful location. We are so thrilled to have you here, Kendra.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we can't wait to talk to you about that. But first, for people that don't know about you, how did you become, you have quite the background, first of all. So how did you become, I would like to say, honestly, just how did you become interested in the body and wellness in general? Were you one of those kids that was always attracted to like the biology classes, or did you find more as you got older? Tell us about your background.
I definitely have always been excited about science and anatomy. I always wanted to actually be in the nursing field. And nutrition is where I started. After I had been in nutrition for a while, I thought there's so many people who don't know how to cook all of the things that I was recommending. So I went to culinary school, and ironically, I liked pastries the most. So I was a pastry chef for a small stint. And then my calling to nursing, was still there. So I decided to go to nursing school as well. And it kind of just snowballed from there into wellness in general for your whole person, and just people knowing what their choices are and what their options are.
And it seems like a lot of people that I've talked to in the medical field say that nutrition is overlooked in the science programs, especially in as you get to graduate school, college, and beyond. How would you say that you found your nutrition classes as you were in your nursing classes? Did they emphasize nutrition a lot? Has that changed, or were they still not really talking about it?
I think historically it's been minimal, but I do think that it is starting to come back. I think that people are realizing how important it is, especially with the epidemic of diabetes and obesity and just general people not being as healthy as they could be. I think that it's becoming more and more important. So I think more providers are also looking into it on their own if they didn't get that training, if that wasn't part of their school.
Yeah, it has such a huge impact on your health. And I'm newly diabetic as of a year ago. It's been sort of a world-rocking diagnosis for me. And I was probably sick for a lot longer than I realized. And from the basics, like eating things that are high nutrition value, to going to your clinic and getting additional services and being able to really evaluate where your body is right now, there are so many ways that we can improve our health. What is the average intake appointment like for someone who visits Whole Body, and what are some things they can expect?
So it depends what type of service you're coming in for. If it's something like a vitamin shot or a cosmetic service, like a neurotoxin, Botox, Dysport, something like that, it can be as fast as a 15-minute intake. And then we give a personal, comprehensive look at what you're looking for. So that can be another 30 minutes, and then the service on top of that. If you're coming in for something that is more for wellness, weight loss, or IV therapy, metal detox, then we do a full 45-minute new patient intake where we really evaluate your whole person. Typically, we draw labs. And then when you come back, we do another 30-minute visit to kind of decide the plan.
So when it comes to drawing labs, I know that a lot of people get nervous with needles and it's so overwhelming, but I've had to have my CBC done, your complete blood count, so many times now, and it gives you so much information. What are some things that you think people don't necessarily realize before they come to your clinic and get that information back that they could be doing at home to help bolster their health?
I think it's important to, have a good balance of stress and sleep, which not many of us do. I'm going to say that even for myself. But before they come to do, if they're coming to do labs with us, we want to make sure that you're hydrated. It's a very easy procedure to have. And we go through all of your labs, not only your CBC, but we do a full wellness intake. We do a diabetes evaluation, a thyroid evaluation, any vitamins that you might be deficient in. And then if you want the extensive panel, we also do hormones. And many times we can make small recommendations, even just with supplements and diet, that can really improve your health.
As someone in the medical field and working with whole body, what do you notice about people that maybe is one thing they can do to kind of optimize their health that pretty much no one is doing?
I think it's really important, that we can do it at my clinic or they can do it by themselves?
Both. Yeah, at your clinic and by themselves.
So I'd say by themselves, most people are deficient in vitamin D and magnesium. So taking vitamins is really important. You can overtake vitamins for sure, but having a good vitamin D supplement, most people need a vitamin D3 with K2. K2 helps you absorb it and then also helps it maintain the calcium in your bones. And then magnesium at nighttime helps you convert your vitamin D so that you can use it in your body, because vitamin D is a hormone. The magnesium helps with sleep. It can help with, for some people, restless leg. It can help with headaches. It can help with anxiety. There's many, many enzymatic processes in our person that magnesium is good for. And so getting on the right type of magnesium is also important. So going to your provider, making sure it's appropriate for you and your dosing is a good segue for people. So if you come in and get evaluated by your primary care or evaluated by us, we can give you that right amount to take.
And that's what the CBC would tell you?
The CBC does not, but okay. The more extensive blood panel, we actually test your vitamin D, we test your B12, we test your folate, we make sure that kind of where you're at, and that way we can help troubleshoot your complaints, your concerns, and really optimize your person. So when we're looking at your labs, we're not always looking for just a disease state, we're looking for how you can feel optimized. So your lab value might fall within the lab's normal value, but you're not necessarily optimized to feel your best. So how can we adjust what you're doing and really help you feel your best for the longest amount of time?
We want to share with you a remarkable nonprofit organization making a difference in our community. Meet Beyond Pink, a nonprofit on a mission to improve lives by empowering our community with education, funding, and access to advanced breast screening technologies.
Breast health is a crucial aspect of every person's well-being, and Beyond Pink is leading the charge in making sure no one gets left behind. Beyond Pink is dedicated to spreading awareness and knowledge about breast health, providing financial support for cutting-edge screening technologies, and ensuring that everyone has access to the care they deserve.
Beyond Pink also has an incredible event coming up, the Can't Miss Designer Fashion Show and Auction. Mark your calendars for September 23rd, 2023 for this amazing event at the prestigious Davenport Grand Hotel in beautiful downtown Spokane. For those who prefer virtual attendance, the fashion show and auctions will be simulcast from the comfort of your living room.
Together, we can create a stronger, healthier, and more informed community. Learn more about Beyond Pink and join their mission by visiting their website at beyondpink.net. That's beyondpink.net.
It is such a fascinating thing to study. You know, when I went to college for the first time and I wanted to be a nurse, I did anatomy and physiology, and the depth of knowledge it requires to be able to understand the body and how it works is so extensive. And your unique background with such a wide variety of disciplines, I'm sure really helps inform your practice and how you approach healthcare for so many of the people who come to your office. And it's kind of like a little secret. If you drove by, you would never know it was there, but you know she's busy because it's difficult to get an appointment. So with somebody who has never heard of whole body wellness aesthetics, what would you recommend that they do in order to get into your practice and to start choosing what services they think would be best for them?
I think it's best, if you're not positive what you want, is to come in and just do a general consultation. One of us can talk to you about what your concerns are, where you would like to see improvements, and then where we can make recommendations. And that's on every budget level. We do have a consultation fee, but when you sign up for any of our programs, we do waive that fee. So there are ways to get in. We do things, you know, as inexpensively as a vitamin shot. And we do things that are very extensive panels and comprehensive year-long programs. But I think that if people just want to see, if they don't have a specific complaint, they can come in and just say, this is what I'm thinking and this is where I'd like to be in 10 years, and we can help make a plan for that.
And that goes for your wellness services as well as your aesthetics. So let's talk a little bit about aesthetics. I know people get kind of nervous when you say the word Botox or, you know, filler. And there are ways to do that and still have a natural look and really look like your best self. What is your philosophy about aesthetics and how you can approach that as people age or they want to change something about their appearance?
I think people don't realize that you can do little bits without looking overly done. And we want to just look our best selves, but we also want to just age gracefully, right? We want to look refreshed and we want to look like we're feeling our best, even if we aren't on the inside. And that can be done very naturally. We are committed to not having you be overdone. And we are also committed to telling you no if we think you are. So we want you to also know what you love about yourself, right? So that we can work around what you think is your best feature and then how we can address any concern that you might have.
And I think something that's so unique about your practice and what you do is that you want people to think, what is going to happen to my body 10 years from now if I do this procedure or that procedure? I think we all know, you know, sometimes people maybe use a little too much filler in an area and then the skin stretches out and then over time it looks kind of wacky. And so how do you approach that conversation with clients that come to you in a respectful way while still delivering what they want?
I think it's about facial balancing and being able to point out their really great features and how if you get overfilled in an area, it will take away from those great features. And so how can you look your best over time is sometimes not focusing on one area, but focusing on your whole face or your whole person and having balance.
Oh, that is so beautifully stated.
It's so nice. Well, and when we went to your facility up in the South Hill, it was so nice. It was so comfortable, so inviting. And it's clear that your philosophy is really resonating with everyone that you work with because you're moving to a bigger space. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be and when we can see you in the new space?
We are hoping to be in the new space by the end of the year. And so it's going to be in the arena area. We'll be sending out specific information once we're all tucked in and everything's moved over. I have been on the South Hill since 2018, but I've also been part-time partnered up with Lux Med Spa and Salon. And recently, I've decided to focus just on whole body. And so in doing that, I'm bringing aesthetics back. So it was wellness for the last 3 years up on the South Hill. And now that we're bringing aesthetics, I just don't have any space, which is a good problem to have. So we're moving into a space that's more than double the size. And we're just excited to have it all under one roof.
That's so great. I'm so excited because your space was so inviting. So having it doubled will be so nice too. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure that your clients will be happy too because they can all come to the same facility. They won't have to drive, you know, out to different places. I'm sure that the South Hillers will be a little bit sad, but you know what? It's worth it because at the end of the day, who better than to take care of you than Whole Body Complete Wellness? The services that you offer are broad. What are some of the things that people come to you for the most?
I would say outside of aesthetics, so we do all the neurotoxins meaning Botox, Dysport, Daxxify, and Xeomin. So we offer all four and filler, and laser, kind of facial rejuvenation. That's a whole group of clients. And then the wellness space, we do mostly weight loss and hormones.
Wow, that's amazing. So a lot of people come to you for weight loss services. What does that process look like?
So it really depends, again, how their labs and their personalized plan unfolds. But we do look at first their vitamins, what is maybe the root cause of what their concerns are. And if it really just is metabolic imbalance, meaning insulin resistance usually, then we have a couple of options. And cost is also a determination. I am a direct pay clinic, so we don't do insurance. And so we try and start with whatever is affordable for people all the way up to, you know, doing a monthly membership and doing a monthly program.
That's incredible. And I know that, you know, the topic of weight loss can be a little bit of a hot button issue because we are, you know, embracing all bodies. And at the same time, you know, sometimes bodies aren't working the way that they should. I know I had no idea that I was diabetic and I had so much extra inflammation in my face. I look at pictures from 3 years ago and I'm like, who was that? It's just, and you can tell I wasn't feeling well. I had low energy. But being able to make some changes in my daily life gave me the energy back to do all of the things that I love to do, going on walks with the dogs and, you know, reorganizing my pantry and, you know, just little things that at that time would have been so overwhelming that I was exhausted. Those types of changes can be really impactful to our daily lives. So it's not something to be afraid about, talking about.
And once you got your diabetes, you know, diagnosed and everything too, then suddenly you were like, let's start a magazine. Which really takes quite a lot of exercise and activity. Yeah. So you really came back. You came all the way back.
Yep. And it definitely takes over a lot of the different corners of our life. So it's a good thing we like it.
Yes, thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people my age, a lot of my friends too, they want to start dipping their toes into the aesthetics and the wellness and everything. And I feel like, you know, kind of like the gateway drug that we've all been doing is like vitamin D shots. So for those who are on the fence and they're like, well, I don't really know what that kind of shot will do, what can you expect, for example, getting a vitamin D shot at your clinic? Like, are you going to jump up and start a magazine? Or are you going to, you know, jump up and get ready to run a marathon? Or is it more like something that you need to treat regularly?
So it again depends on if you're vitamin D deficient or if you're maintaining. So when you start out with vitamin D, B12, B-complex shots, typically people initially feel a big rush of more energy, brain focus, clarity. Things seem to be just going better. I have people report that they're sleeping better. They see improvements in a lot of areas. And then I get the comment that maybe it's no longer working. And typically what it means is that you're no longer deficient. You're just now maintaining an adequate level. So you don't feel the difference between being deficient and now at where you should be. So I encourage people, they'll be like, well, I did that for a while, but it stopped working. It probably didn't stop working. You just now are where you should be to maintain.
Don't forget to put inspiration and entertainment on your calendar. Get season tickets now to STCU's Best of Broadway. You can have first access to popular touring productions with live music and top talent, special offers from nearby restaurants, and so much more. West Coast Entertainment is a locally operated independent presenter of national touring Broadway productions, concerts, and other special events. Don't miss a single show-stopping moment. Learn more about their upcoming season by checking out BroadwaySpokane.com.
And then, so would you come in for maintenance shots, and would those be different?
Depending on your lab levels, yes. Vitamin D is one of the ones that you do want to make sure that you're not giving too much of. So, you know, getting it with your provider and getting the right dose and the right frequency of getting them. But yes, maintenance, especially if you are not in Spokane over the winter, taking a supplement, then if you're getting a vitamin D shot, that is something you want to do once a month.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Once a month. That's good to know. And you could get the labs done with you. Correct. And you would say, hey, you know, you need this much.
Correct.
Versus.
Right. So this we might much. In the beginning have you do it more often until we get your levels up. So kind of get you out of the ditch of deficiency and get you on your maintenance program.
So that brings up another question. This is what we do, you know?
So I hope you're all taking notes too, because I am over
here. 100%. And it's because we're genuinely curious and being, you know, we are your target audience. We're educated professionals. We really want to maximize the best of our
health. Busy lives with kids.
So busy. You know, so many kids. Yeah. So when you get labs done, can we request them from like our primary care and then have them sent to you for evaluation to kind of maybe help with insurance?
100%. You do need to talk to your primary care. Not everybody is comfortable ordering labs that they're not going to be managing. So that is just up to that provider. But I'm happy to use any labs. They just need to be within the last 6 months so that they're more up to date. But I'm happy to use any way of saving costs. So absolutely.
Super smart. See, and this is what we love about you. You actually, it's so patient-centric what you're accomplishing. And it's apparent in both the way that you communicate and the services that you offer. And speaking of patient-centric, I know maybe there will be some people out there who just say, vitamins, vitamins. Well, I take a multivitamin. So doesn't that cover everything? What would you say to them?
If in general, a multivitamin is going to be your basic needs for minerals and vitamins, It does not usually cover magnesium or vitamin D. And then it depends on your diet. Are you someone who is eating really well-balanced vegetables, fruits, good fats, carbohydrates, and protein? And I can say that I probably don't. I'm a somewhat vegetarian, and I still can't get in all of my veggies. So with my busy life and just, you know, travel and going out and then trying to eat at home and kids' schedules, it's really hard to do all the things you should do. So I don't think that I do believe there are people out there who can do all of that. It's just not for everybody. So it's an easy way to get what you need and supplement a busy life.
And you were saying that something like 80% of people basically don't get the right amount of vitamin D and magnesium.
Correct. That's the statistic that I've read recently, is about 80% of people are deficient due to, you know, either not getting good whole foods. Mm-hmm. We're also just exposed to a lot of environmental stress, mm-hmm. and it depletes your body's ability to maintain those vitamin levels.
And B12 is important, especially if you're vegan too, right?
Correct.
You might want a shot for that. And you offer shots for B12?
We do. We do B12, B-complex. We do an amino blend, which is great for gut health and muscle recovery. If you've been sick, you've been working out, you've done a big competition, those are great. We also do a glutathione, which is your master antioxidant, which helps your immune system, helps you in times of stress, helps repair your mitochondria and your DNA for when your body has been run down. Lots of good things.
So even if you're listening to this podcast and you think, well, I eat pretty healthy, I eat a salad for every single meal, even dessert, you know, there are other shots too that you can check out too, especially if you are, you know, a marathon runner or doing yep. some intense work too. You're not just whole body wellness either. You also have an upcoming event called Listen to Your Mother. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. So I am recently taken over producing the show. My two friends did it for 8 years in Spokane, at the Bing Theater every year on Mother's Day at 7 p.m. And so I have two directors that are my writing experts, because I am not a writer at all. Science, but no writing. And they, help me, as along with a media coordinator. And we have auditions for the show in February that'll be coming up. We'll be sending out a way to access that. And then the show, we pick 10 to 13, men or women who write stories about being a mom, having a mom, knowing a mom, anything to do with motherhood. And those parents usually get up and read their stories on Mother's Day. And it's really a community event of storytelling. And it's something that you walk away from being touched in some way, right? The stories are sad, they're funny, they're heart-wrenching. But one of them is always one that you will remember for the rest of the year from that event. I was an audience member for 8 years. And when the two women that had been doing it, who are writers themselves, announced that they were stepping down for some life changes, I knew that it had to go on. It was my Mother's Day tradition for myself, and I knew it was really important for other people. So I really wanted to make sure it continued.
That's so nice. It sounds like such a nice show, and you were talking about it too. When do tickets go on sale? When
can people? Tickets will go on sale usually in March, and there'll be an announcement with, I think it's through Tickets West still this year. I'll have to double check, but usually it's on the Bing website as well. And all of the ticket proceeds go to Embrace Washington. So it is not a show that we are, you know, making money with. It was really meant to just be a community event and then help support Embrace Washington, which I think is a really important, not-for-profit.
Mm-hmm. And they do such exceptional work in our community. We are so lucky to have people right here in Spokane who care about community events like this, just like you. And it's not easy. We know what it's like putting on an event. And we just had you at the magazine summer soiree, and it was so much fun. We were absolutely thrilled that you came on as a star sponsor to help make both the podcast and the magazine possible. So we wanted to first thank you and ask you, what was your experience like at the party?
It was so much fun. One, we loved the Spokane Club, but it was just such an upbeat, fun event of celebrating people. It was really good food, really good wine, and a very fun time.
I agonized over that menu, you guys. Like, it was so stressful. This is actually the first podcast we've done since the party because we had to, like, take a break. We had a lot of work to do for that. So it was cool getting to see the menu that we put together and all the people come together in that room and the beautiful, you know, menus. And Petra did such a great job.
She did amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And Arborcrest, it was delightful to see them there. They were the great wine. Yeah. Huh?
It was so much fun. The photo booth was fun. It was great.
Well, we can't wait to have you at the next one. And we are so excited to share with people all of the links to the services that you just discussed. Your website is wholebodycompletewellness.com. You'll definitely want to watch Tickets West and The Bing for the show. Listen to Your Mother. You can't miss it. I've been so many times and every year you laugh, you cry, you have the most incredible experience. We had an absolute blast getting to talk with you today, Kendra. And if you want more information, be sure to check out Whole Body Wellness Aesthetics now, and at their new location. And as always, if you ever go and visit some of the places that we talk about or get to meet some of the fabulous people that we chat with, please let them know, hey, we saw you on Trending Northwest. It always makes our day and theirs.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have you ever spent hours researching online to find the coolest hotspots, learn about fascinating local people, and plan your next staycation, only to be more confused? We have a magazine for that.
We do the hard work for you and research trending topics every day, and then spill the tea on our favorites on social, in the digital magazine, for the busy modern professional to access easily on the go.
Support women-owned inclusive media and become a subscriber for just $29 a year at trendingnorthwest.com/subscribe.